Yeah, I would like to testify that our early meetings with Prime Minister Lauren Taylor were really one of the most supportive meetings we've had to jumpstart this initiative. As I said before, I feel extraordinarily privileged to be working on this initiative with a friend and a colleague like David Eisenbud. It takes great vision to get off the script and to make bold moves forward. Our good fortune is that David Eisenbud had what it takes. MSRI is one of the most successful and most prominent research institutes in the world, and the partnership on BERS is a taboo-breaking decision that made BERS all but possible. David has been recently elected president of the American Mathematical Society. We have a vague suspicion that the Canadian vote was pretty one-sided in this election. A show of gratitude, but also a show of confidence in his great international leadership. It's a great pleasure to introduce David Eisenbud.
Nassif, thank you for that kind introduction. I'll know where to look for votes the next time I'm running for something again. Nassif called me early in his pursuit of this idea, actually not so early. He'd been working on it for a long time already and very effectively and had laid the groundwork in lots of people's minds. But somehow things needed an American partner, and he hadn't found one at that time. He phoned me, and I must say that when I heard his idea, my heart really leaped for joy at this. I did put him off for 24 hours, if only to make him a little nervous about my participation and to check with my friends. But it was clear to me that this was an idea that would serve the North American community enormously. Let me explain with a personal story why I was so sure of that. In 1971, about a year after my PhD, I got out of the blue an invitation to come to some conference center in Germany, of which I had barely heard at the time, Oberwolfach. Oberwolfach had a long history already. It was formed just after the war by mathematicians in Germany and with help from the United States, in fact, with the view of forming a place where German mathematicians could come and meet international colleagues to talk about mathematics and really to rebuild German mathematics after the devastation of the war. It was enormously successful, and the rapid rebound of the German mathematical community is partly attributable to it. Lots of people came, young people from all over Europe in particular came and met their colleagues and their seniors, and benefited enormously from the mathematical culture that developed there. It's a place deep in the woods, a very beautiful spot, very hilly, not mountainous like this, but very hilly, and lots of walks to be taken outside, in many ways analogous to this. There's no arts institute there, it's true, but there is a gorgeous music room. There are lots of ways in which it's parallel. That first trip there was a real eye-opener for me. I got to give a talk. I met people from all over Europe whose names I'd heard only, and got to share things with them. I met some of the people who are now visiting MSRI and who have been my colleagues and close co-workers ever since. I went home and with one of the young men who was also at the conference, a young German, stayed in his family for a week or so. That was the first time I actually spoke any words of German. I've been back very regularly ever since. I think I must have been to Oberwolfach at least once a year over the last 30 years. And it's been a tremendous effect on my career. I was lucky, and I say that with all humility, most North Americans of the age that I was don't have the good fortune to to get to go to that place, and it's a small place, just like this one. So it was apparent to me for a long time that North America was not being served in the same way that Europe was by Oberbofach. The French, by the way, recognized this too, and wanted an Oberbofach of their own. And I don't know the exact date, but perhaps 15 years ago, Lumini was founded down near Marseille, another beautiful spot and a wonderful conference center for mathematics, which served much the same role of bringing people from France together very tightly and more senior people from the United States and elsewhere in Europe. But somehow the North American community lagged behind. It wasn't for want of people having the idea. Two or three people in the last months have come up to me and said, you know, I tried to start something like that, but it didn't come together. So I thought, when Nassif called me, well, it's a long shot, but who knows, maybe it can happen, and it's certainly worth a try. Why did it work this time? It's an interesting question. Of course, there's the far-sighted support of ASRA, of the NSF, of NSERC. Two governments got together somehow. The mood was right. But I have no doubt that the key factor was the extraordinary energy and experience and personal force and magnetism of Nassif. And I think we really all owe him an enormous debt for having gotten this ball rolling and taken it to this point. So let's call it. Your reaction. Well, even when governments are willing, that doesn't necessarily make something a success. And we still had to secure the cooperation and enthusiasm of the people who really do the research, after all. It's not the leadership that's going to go and make this place work. And so there was still a good deal to worry about at the time when this was finalized and signed. But the community reaction has really been overwhelming, I would say. 200 applications, a program of extraordinary depth and richness for the next 2 years already in place. Bob Moody is a remarkable leader of the enterprise. It's come together in an amazing way and really very quickly. The scientific advisory board, I think, is extremely strong, and really people didn't refuse to be on it. Everybody saw this as a worthwhile cause and something that now finally could be realized. It didn't hurt, I must say, that Banff has such a powerful international reputation and that this was known to be one of the most beautiful and desirable goals as a destination of anywhere around. So this was a gorgeous and unique opportunity, and I think we're just at the beginning of an extraordinary and successful enterprise. I'm really most delighted to have gotten to go along for the ride and be part of this. Let me now turn to an announcement and then an introduction. The announcement you may or may not have heard before, but it didn't get announced when it was going to be, so I'll fill in. Tomorrow night, after dinner, after you've all gone out to a nice dinner in Banff or eaten here, at 9 p.m., there'll be the world premiere of a new film involving Steve Martin. Well, it's not exactly like that, but it was to have been an interview of Steve Martin by Bob Osserman, a mathematician who's specialized lately in outreach events of that kind. It got out of hand pretty fast, as you'll see on the tape, and then a friend of Steve Martin's joined the party, and it got even wilder. I'll leave the secret, if you don't know it already, of who that was till tomorrow. But do come, and you'll see something that was very amusing for the 1,000 people in the audience there, and I think will carry very well on film, too. So that will be in the Max Bell Auditorium tomorrow night at 9. And now I want to introduce the next speaker, William Rundell. Bill Rundell has recently become director of mathematical sciences at the National Science Foundation. He was educated in Glasgow and then in Indiana, and has had a very distinguished career in applied mathematics. He's no stranger to Canada either. He's been a distinguished lecturer at the Fields Institute and was for some time chairman at Texas A&M University. When I learned from Philippe Tondeur that he was going to finish his term and really step down, which upset lots of people from the NSF, I was, of course, very concerned that he would find someone who had the leadership and the force to follow him. And after some time of the development of the process, he said to me, "Well, you know, I can't tell you anything, of course, but don't worry. The person who's coming on is extremely strong. You won't be disappointed." So, indeed, Bill Rundell has had great energy and force, and is just at the beginning of his development at NSF, but I really look forward to great things under him and to a little talk about the NSF's role. Bill.
Thank you very much, David. It's